I just got off the call with a church governance issue.
Okay.
And so these can be complicated. They can be messy. They can be difficult. But there is a principle here that I'm looking at and working with that is almost universal. It's for all of us. And that is the church is in a messy situation because of a lack of humility. Mm-hmm. Because of a lack of recognition when something's off and something's wrong, and the ability to receive that feedback well.
And so the church is like a relationship?
The church is like a relationship. And I'm using church broadly, yes. You know, because obviously there's individuals involved in this, and we're going to protect all of that, of course. But one of the things that I think harms us and puts us at liability in our relationships and our work in life is this inability to receive the truth where we're off, where we're broken, mm-hmm. where we're not yet there, where mm-hmm. sin may be active and sin may be real. And it's this weird thing because I would say this, God works with the raw material of reality for his redemption. Mm-hmm. And the raw material is that stuff inside of us. And that reality is important to come out, to show the truth, to show what it is. And God's redemption, his hope, his grace works with all of it to make something different, make something new. But when the initial barrier is to block it, defend it, deny it, all of the defense mechanism that we had, we just block out God's best and God's goodness for us. One of the main reasons that that happens is because something has happened in our past mm-hmm. that has created a wound, has created a hurt and a pain point that remains unhealed and unresolved. Pain by its nature requires defense. And so when we have this unresolved pain in our life and we are defended against it, mm-hmm. then we can't allow the healing in. And so it's no secret to me why the Gospel of Luke, in the way that Luke describes Jesus' work on planet Earth, is always seeming to come with healing and forgiveness, mm-hmm. healing and redemption. And it speaks to the heart of what we're about here. If we are carrying these old wounds, if we're carrying these pain points, and it's creating defenses, what we can't see is it's creating a prideful block of what's best and good. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're all human beings. We're all flawed. We all come short of the glory of God. Let's get into the specifics of what that is for our life so God can do his work. And that's really at the heartbeat of what we're doing here at New Life.
Mm-hmm. Chris, I love that description. It reminds mm-hmm. me of a child with a splinter in their mm-hmm. hand.
Yeah.
And they don't want anybody to pull that splinter out because it's too painful, yet that's the best thing for them.